Welcome back to the podcast. Well, today I have the great pleasure in speaking to Jill Poet, who's the CEO of the Organisation for Responsible Business, or ORB for short, which is also a new member benefit. Jill is all about making your business and businesses, small businesses, more carbon neutral, reducing the carbon footprint. And it's a great interview, actually. We talk about what is the triple bottom line approach to business. She talks about the responsible business standard and also what small business owners can do to reduce their carbon footprint. So no further ado, let's go over to the interview. Jill, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Simon. Delighted to be here.
Well, thank you very much. So first question, what is triple bottom line approach to business? What do you mean by that?
That means obviously considering the profit, because whatever type of organisation you are, even charities, although they love to use this not-for-profit phrase, you have to make a profit. Yeah, you don't have to be a bookkeeper or accountant to know that. But a triple bottom line means that you can consider making a financial profit, but you're also making a positive impact on society, on people and the environment. So triple bottom line means people, planet, profit.
I like that. That's brilliant. So when you say an impact on society, for example, or the community, What kind of examples?
It is so big, Simon. And especially when you're talking about small businesses, there's no one size fits all. Obviously, at the moment, the major news is the environment. We clearly need to do something about that. One of the good things in the recent years is the message that people like Greta, David Attenborough have got across, that no one is too small to make a difference. And that's really important. So for every one of us as an individual or a small business owner, we can try and reduce our environmental impact. And in most instances, that means that we're going to be saving money as well. So, you know, it's good for business. We always use the phrase doing good is good for business. So that's really important. People are resonating with that. But also when we talk about people, if you've got staff, it starts in the workplace, and all good business starts in the workplace. And again, it's logic, but there's so much evidence to show that if you look after your people, if you engage them and motivate them, they're going to be more productive, more loyal, less absenteeism, less presenteeism. You're going to attract the best talent.
I suppose they're probably more engaged as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, do remember that your people are one of your best forms of marketing. You know, if people are happy at work,
they're going to talk about them. They are your brand ambassadors, really. Yeah, totally.
Absolutely, that's the word, the brand ambassadors. Mm. So that's people, that's the workplace. Then we'll move on to the community, supporting the community. And we're not necessarily talking about this in, you know, pay some money, make some donations. Obviously, if you are doing fantastically well and in your position to do that, that's lovely, carry on. But we talk about supporting the community in a way that works for your business. So if you are a web designer, maybe you can do a charity for a website once a year, or marketing, or, you know, an accountant, obviously, can you do some pro bono services, or be a trustee, or be look after the finances for a charity. There are so many different options. It just goes on, you know, get people, your team involved in fundraising, things like that. And then you think about the wider community, the wider society, how people are impacted by your supply chain, the stuff that you buy, for example. Is there somewhere down that supply chain some slave labor or slave labor or children, you know, that have been forced to work, that have provided that product that you're using? So some of it takes a little bit of thought, but all of those things are really, really important. As I say, there isn't a one size fits all. We use a phrase that we call ASTI, which is appropriate to the size, type and impact of the business.
Oh, I like that. Asti. Yes, I like that. Yeah, brilliant.
Well, being an Essex girl, you know, and I like a bit of sparkly, so it fits quite well.
I love it. Love it. No, I think it makes you feel good as well. And I truly believe one of the biggest things you can do is give back. Everyone has a talent, and be part of something bigger than you are. Mm. You know, it's a really lovely thing to do. And it's good. It's good energy. It's good. And, you know, I do, but what you put out there, you come back as well. Not that, you want it to come back.
Yeah, shouldn't. Yeah, you do it because you want to. That feeling good shouldn't be underestimated, because it's not just you. Those vibes resonate off of you. You know, and again, your whole team are going to be positively impacted, the community around you, your suppliers, your customers, you know, that loyalty is just increased multiple. Absolutely. And it's interesting, because there's most business owners are decent people. Obviously, there are some that don't give a damn, and you're not going to convert them, so I'm not going to waste my time trying. But the majority of small business owners are decent people. But the stuff that we're talking about, they're not necessarily disinterested, but it's quite low down their agenda. It's like, yeah, I suppose we should be doing that stuff, but, you know, I'm busy. We're all busy as small businesses. You know, I'm busy. I've got to, you know, I've got this to do. I've got that to do. I've got to pay my staff. I've got to pay my mortgage. I'll look at it sometime. So you have to move it to the top of agenda on a business basis, a business imperative. And quite often you'll find that people get involved because they feel, well, I suppose I need to tick that box, and I hate that tick box approach. But sometimes you just get them on that first rung of the ladder and they'll do something, whether that's environment, their staff, community, and all of a sudden they go, oh yeah, I get that, I like that. I can see how good it is, not just morally, but for the business. It ramps up from there.
Oh, you're right. It's interesting, actually. We had a guy who came on last year as a guest on one of the coffee mornings, and he was talking about websites and stuff like that. I met him on a beach clean.
Really?
And they've become good friends. Yeah, I organise beach cleans down here at the bay every third Sunday of every month. And we've got local businesses involved as well. They supply their hot drinks, things like that. And one of the ones we had two beach cleans ago, over 100 people turned up. And it was amazing. And it's beautiful to be part of something. And people are chatting away. And it's fantastic. You really see the best of society. And they're all there doing something good. So, yeah, completely agree. Completely agree. So, Jill, tell me about responsible business standard. What do you mean by that?
Okay, I'm going to backtrack slightly, if I may.
You can indeed. This is your interview.
Just to say that my background actually is management accountancy, or I'm a technician accountant. So I've spent my life working predominantly either as or with small businesses. And as a lot of the bookkeepers that are members of the IAB will know, that you don't just do the books, as it were. If you're working with a small business, you get involved in a lot of other stuff. You know, you do the HR and the health and safety and all. So you get a very, very broad base of stuff. So that's my background. I've been doing that stuff for over 40 years. So I've got this sort of broad base of knowledge in terms of understanding the mindset of a small business, what makes it tick, and also the imperative to do the right things. So our definition of responsible business is one that operates ethically and efficiently, meets and exceeds legislation, and always considers its impact on people and the environment. So you're looking at those nice things that we've been talking about, caring about people and the environment. But a responsible business does also need to be efficient, it needs to be profitable, and it needs to be compliant. So that's how we package responsible business. So the Responsible Business Standard, we launched that 11 years ago. Then it was an on-site auditable certification. It was designed specifically for small businesses, and it was validated by Anglia Ruskin University. So we've had quite a few people go through the process. There was a workbook that they could work through to get themselves audit ready, and then, yeah, have an audit, on-site audit. This year, we have been talking about it for a while pre-pandemic, but that rather twisted our arm. So this year we've moved the whole thing online. So the Responsible Business Standard is now online, and we've formatted it in quite a different way to anything else that is out there, because there is a course, and it's there's a £20 discount for IAB members. The cost starts at £19 a year anyway, so it's, you know, not exactly expensive.
And just to remember, you are now one of the member, well, you're partnered with the IAB, and you are now on one of the member benefits.
Absolutely.
So yes. If you log into the website, if you're an IAB member, go down to the welcome page, you see the member benefit there, click on that, and you're on there, which is fantastic. So, sorry, carry on, I interrupted.
No, not at all, that's fine. And because that's my background, I'm particularly delighted that it's an IAB member.
Well, it's brilliant to have you on board. It really is fantastic. It's such a worthwhile thing to do as well. So,
So the course, anyone can work through the course. Although it's designed for small businesses, it's actually perfect for any size or type of organisation, from a pre-start to a big corporation, because it's designed, there's some stuff, obviously, because we've got legislation in there, there's some stuff that's black and white. You know, if you've got employees, have you got an employer's liability insurance? And that's yes or no. But a lot of it is very subjective. Are you engaging your people? You know, what are you doing to support their well-being? What are you doing to reduce your environmental impact? Very subjective. And the whole point of the course, apart from providing you loads of information in terms of have you got the right things in place that you should have from a legislative point of view, that whole best practice thing to make you think about, are we doing that? Are we doing that as well as we should do? Can we do it better? And if we do it better, what steps do we need to take? So remembering I spoke about ASTI before, appropriate size, type and impact. We don't say, right, this is what you have to be doing for everything. It's like asking you to think about what is relevant and appropriate for your specific business. A really good guide for small businesses. That's why I say it's good for big businesses as well, because sometimes you need to strip away all the noise, all the fluff, get down to basics, really look at basics. What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we really doing in our organisation?
Yeah, so it's good. It's because I think you start your business and you just carry on and never really think about it, do you?
No, that's right. And that's why we've put that on an annual subscription even. I'm not a doctor. That's why it's on an annual subscription, which obviously can be cancelled at any time. But the idea is that being a responsible business is not a destination, it's a journey, something that we need to continually be looking at, reassessing, thinking what we can do, how we can move forward, the same way as any aspect of business development. It is part of business development at the end of the day, you know, that's making your business the best it possibly can be. Remembering that doing good is good for business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I love all this. So if someone's just thinking that, you know, that maybe they're not doing the course just yet, but is there something they could look at which will help them reduce their carbon footprint now?
There's lots of things. I mean, we're not consultants, so that's not something that we ourselves specifically do, but ALB is a membership organisation. And we have a lot of consultants, specialists in various fields that are doing things like that. I mean, we've got several companies that are working on sort of net zero, and they've got projects for that. Or you can have a consultancy that can give you general advice. And in some areas of the country, there are grants around, and part of that grant process will be someone coming in and looking at your business free of charge and giving you some ideas. So there's lots of stuff out there. Some of it is very sort of geographical related, but, you know, we're always happy for my phone numbers on the various websites, I'm always happy for someone to pick up the phone and say, Jill, can you point me in the right direction?
That's brilliant. No, that's excellent. Excellent. No, I love it all. This is fantastic. Yeah, we all need to do our bit for the environment, because as someone said, it was actually the mayor said recently to me, if we think COVID's been a problem, just wait until the climate really starts kicking. And it already is in Europe, you know, in the rains, and even London, some of the hospitals had to close because they're just such heavy downpour.
I know.
It is changing. It is. It really
is. It's changing rapidly. And as much, you know, it sort of tugs at your heartstrings, and you don't want to see this happening. Of course, you don't want to see people hurt, killed, livelihoods destroyed. But there is realistically an element that you think, well, you know, sadly, this had to happen. These type of things had to happen to make people sit up and take notice, you know.
No, you're right.
And obviously before COP26 is an ideal time. So
absolutely. No, it's true. So moving away, and now we're going to be talking about you. Tell me.
Far away,
Jill, far away.
I've spoken about the calls, but I haven't spoken about the certification bits that go with it.
Yes, sorry, please do. Carry on.
That's all right. It's absolutely fine. That's fine. You know, we could probably talk for hours on this sort of stuff. And, you know,
without a doubt. Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, so there's a course that people can go through on their own with no commitment to do anything else, just work through it. We have got a little prompting system that says, hey, guys, you haven't started looking at this yet, or you haven't looked at it again for a week and we also offer, in conjunction with that, twice weekly, different times, free calls, support calls, if people want to pick up the phone and say, I'm a bit confused about this, what does this mean, or just call in because they want me to say, oh, come on, just get on with it. So that's the course.
Get a move on.
Yeah,
Jill's friendly kick at the bottom.
Absolutely, yes, always friendly. But we've also got some certification options. Now, in terms of the members' benefit for IAB, we've got two specific ones that have got a 20% discount. We've got some others that are at a higher level that we can't discount because external auditors come in. So, you know, they have to be paid.
Yeah, of course.
But as a starting point, and obviously bookkeepers all need their CPD, the course and certification, these certification options together have been accredited for 20 hours CPD. So it's
that's a huge amount. Yeah, fantastic.
It is, yeah. And it is a big course. So what happens is there's two versions. One is a basic CPD. So an individual will go through the course and then they submit an essay just to evidence what they've learned from that and how they're going to react to that, how on a personal basis, and how they might react to that with their clients. Because one of the things that we particularly would like is to see that IAB members are not only embracing this themselves, but passing that on and supporting their client base to get involved and do stuff. And then the other one is a monitored self-assessment certification. So it is a self-assessment, but it is monitored. You can't just buy the course and say, I've done it, because we know, we can tell where you're going. And you also have to submit some scoring points and a little document to say, hey, you've scored yourself and why. Not in big detail, not evidence, because this is, you know, quite light touch. And again, that is a really good option for anyone that's thinking of going through any certification. Hopefully we'd like to think that they might go through our higher level certifications, but if they're thinking of B Corp or anything like that, although we're quite different, we're broader, our approach is different because there isn't a tick box approach to it. It's a really good way of people working out in quite an affordable way where they are, what they need to do, as I said before, you know, with the course the best they can be. And actually, although you can go through the course, it's sometimes not until you actually do this scoring bit and writing it down that makes you really, really think, can I score myself 3? Am I really the best I can? Maybe it's just a 2. Maybe I do need to do a bit more.
Okay, brilliant. That's so a great course, actually. Well thought out.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about it. You know, as I say, it's only just gone online, so it's quite early days, but it's good. And the time really is now. We've launched something that we call, a campaign. There's a blog on it on the Orb website, because Orb is the company that has developed and managed the standard, called Small Biz Big Change. And that's double-sided. Because on one side, we need central government, local government, the public, all to acknowledge the value that small businesses, especially micro businesses, play in society. You know, 96% of private businesses in the UK are micro businesses, and they are the ones that are the heart and soul of their local community. If we can ignite that power, the positive difference that those small businesses can make is just enormous. You can imagine 6 million small businesses all doing a little bit more than they are doing now. You know, not loads, a little bit more. And that's huge. And they need the support. You know, small businesses, not just because of the pandemic, obviously there's a lot that have been excluded, but, you know, they need support and they need validation more than anything else. You know, people should stop thinking that's just a small business, they're a bit rubbish, obviously rubbish because they're small, which is really not the case. The other side of it is that small businesses need to step up. They need to make sure that they're doing all the things that we have been talking about, but actually not just doing them, but also talking about them. And maybe getting some certification to show that they are doing that, and really bring themselves up to that par with the bigger corporations where they can really evidence authentically, it's always got to be authentic, that they are operating ethically, responsibly.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Yeah, and I think it's good. It is good for business, as you said, but if you put that on your website that actually I have done this, I'm giving back all the rest of it, brilliant.
Yeah, we've spoken to, we used to have an award that was just local, and that was very much about supporting the local community. And we'd have people say, oh yeah, we do a lot. And I'd go in and have a chat with them and say, okay, what have you done in the last year? Can't remember. And they really couldn't. They hadn't got it documented. They hadn't got anything on the website. And they really had to dig deep to find out what I've done. And that, you know, some of them have done tremendous stuff. And yeah, just to put it on your website, you know, whether you've got a separate section or in your blog or on social media, it's really good for your business, really good for your reputation. But actually, even more importantly, the more you're talking about it, the more it becomes the norm. It's not just those soft, fluffy businesses that are doing those nice things, you know, when really robust, efficient businesses can say, yeah, you know, this is how we work, you know, these things are important to us, the more that message gets out there that we should all be doing that bit.
Brilliant. No, that's great. Thank you. Tell me something that not many people know about you.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I've got so many grandchildren, I've actually sort of lost count. Not grandchildren, grandchildren, yeah. I've also got 3 great-grandchildren, so.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, I've got the, I know you can see me, the people on the podcast won't be able to see me, but I have got the filter on, so I don't look, you know, the wrinkles don't show too much.
Yeah, lovely. That's fantastic. So a big Christmas at your place then, I'm sure. Go over, yeah. Okay, so, it sounds a bit of a morbid question, but it's not. Very powerful. So you're on your deathbed. Everything you've created, all the certificates you've got on the wall and everything else, or everything you've written has disappeared. This podcast has disappeared. Nothing that you've created is now around. What's the one thing you would want to leave the world in terms of a line, a sentence? What would you say?
A line, a sentence, goodness. Everyone acknowledges that they have a role to play in making our world a better place, however small that role is.
Beautiful. Love that. Very nice. Very nice indeed. See, this is why I never tell people I'm going to ask this, because you can then plan it, but it's off it's no. from the heart. It's brilliant. I love that. Yeah. No, everyone can make a difference. Absolutely. So, Jill, where can people get hold of you? People who aren't a member of the IAB and don't have access to the website or for the members area, where can people get hold of you?
Okay. The easiest way is straight to the ORB website, which is orbuk.org.uk.
Brilliant. orbuk.org.uk. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just Google organization for responsible businesses. Brilliant. I'll find me on LinkedIn, actually.
What we'll do, we'll put all the links on the podcast page. But it's, some people listen to this on Spotify. So if you go to the website and look for this podcast, all the links will be there.
Okay.
Jill, thank you so much for being a guest today.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, Simon. You know, especially, it's always nice when you're speaking with someone that really gets what you're talking about. You know, for me, talking to you, you're not just doing your job, you absolutely engage in fully with it. So that makes it.
Thank you. That's brilliant. No, I believe it is so important. We've all, you know, we learn so much. And I think there's a story of the talons in the Bible. I won't go into it now. It's basically about if you get things, give it on, pass it on. And we all have a talent. We can all share, you know. And again, it's a feel-good factor. You're giving something back. And the line that my great late father once said, if you're not worried about the kudos, anything is possible.
So yeah,
it's like difficult with the social media nowadays, because, you know, they see people doing something, it's going to be on social media. I mean, I use it to promote the beach cleans, but yeah. Jill, once again, thank you so much for the interview.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Until next time, if you would like to come, you've got a good story about business, or maybe not about business. We've interviewed thousands of people now, a whole host of different subjects. If you think something you've got would be good for the members, we've talked about mindset. We've interviewed Derry, LeBron Davis, who was on Everest when the avalanche hit, a whole host of things, a myriad of subjects. So get in touch, marketing@iab.org.uk. Until next time, take care, give back, and start the ripple effect. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Simon. Bye.